Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the action you take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. You know, my wife and son are in the car driving to a conference. I want to say good morning to Carrie and Caleb.
You're going to ask, you know, they're something. Listening. I don't want to cause any trouble, Brent. But I will. I mean, do you really think that they're going to have – they're going to listen to you?
They said they were.
They said they were going to listen to you. Okay. But the I my guess, just a guess, I wouldn't want to cause any trouble, but they'll have you on radio mute. Just a thought right there.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, well, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, see this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. And markets, not a whole lot to watch on the markets for you this morning because a majority of them are closed here in the state of confusion. We have our own name for it. 49 states call this Columbus Day. And here in the state of confusion, here in California, we call it Indigenous People.
Nothing like a layer of superiority.
Yeah, just a little air of superiority. That's California. I guess they don't understand the fact of history. It's an interesting thing. It's the politicians here. They don't realize that Christopher Columbus actually was a humanitarian. There were people at those days. They had firing squads for people to not treat others properly. But you know something? We don't care about those things anymore. Moving right along. So we've got Columbus Day to celebrate, Native American Day. I think they call that Indigenous People. Now, if you don't like the Indigenous People, they're the ones that scalp people. So we'll celebrate that for them. National Kick Butt Day. You got to wonder about that one.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, there you go. National Online Bank Day. That must be a new one. I don't know what a pro-life cupcake is, so we're just going to forget about that one. And this one might be blue cheese because it's National Moldy Cheese Day.
Yeah, blue cheese.
So that would be blue cheese, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put that on the pro-life cupcake, I guess.
Put that. There you go. Might as well. Moving right along. So we are looking Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is up today, 3.89. Oil down 14 cents. And the U.S. 10-year treasuries. The treasuries aren't trading today, so we're not going to really talk about the fact. About 2.36 is where they closed the week at for the end of last week. So we'll move right along from there as well. See what else we've got going on in the news today. I noticed Vice President Trump got up and left the Colts game. I was on a schedule for 6-8 weeks, something like that. So it wasn't something that was very new. We did see that, you know, if you're not going to stand up and support the flag and support our country, support our troops, glad to see that the vice president decided that he was going to take off. And I did note that we are now looking at the 35 to 54-year-old demographic, more unfavorable on the NFL than favorable. So there's a lot of people that are just smart people in this country, and then there are NFL players. So you've got the two sides of the sword right there. And then you listen to Adam Schiff. I love Adam Schiff because he's still waiting for the first time he said something worth listening to. And you just have to follow through and listen to him. He's a congressman here in Southern California talking about how much money the stunt from the vice president cost going from Las Vegas to Indianapolis. Now, let's think about this logically, which obviously Mr. Schiff never does. But here's the issue. The schedule was made for the vice president go to Indianapolis game a couple months ago when they announced that they were going to be retiring the number of Peyton Manning, a hero in Indianapolis. Vice president decides he's going to go to the game. Now, one of the geniuses on the 49ers, they're the one who decided to take a knee. One of the geniuses on the 49ers says, well, he hasn't seen Pence at a game in a couple of years. Well, the problem, the reason that I think it's a safety name, Reed. So here's the reason that he hasn't seen the vice president in a football game in years. Well, the vice president was at the Super Bowl. And Mr. Reed, he's on the 49ers. They were not at the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's just the way it is. Now, who did the vice president go to the Super Bowl with? A bunch of military veterans. That's what you kind of expect from Mr. Pence. I mean, by all accounts, he's got a great, great reputation. And unfortunately, the 49ers. Yeah, back to Adam Schiff. Listen to this. I mean, he's talking about the stunt and how much did it cost? Has anybody ever heard Mr. Schiff ever say anything about money except when he's ready to spend it? I mean, you think about some of these guys in Congress talking about the idea of fiscal responsibility. It's got a $21 trillion debt. Unbelievable. And here in the state of confusion, I love listening to the state of confusion. We're doing more and more. California now, as Governor Moonbeam signed the bill to make this sanctuary state. Let's think about this one logically. And if we want, you can go back to some of the prior broadcasts of Ron Siegel Radio, and you can hear this commentary. I shared this when Governor Brown came up with the idea of giving all of the illegal immigrants driver's licenses. So I said, now let's think about this. If you're an illegal immigrant, you're going to give them your name and address and put it in a database so that at some point in the future they can use that against you. Does that make any sense? Now, we make this into a sanctuary state. Have you ever thought about poking a business owner in the eye? What happens when you poke a business owner in the eye? They don't like it too well. They fight back in the instances. They didn't get to be the successes that they are in not fighting back. Now look what ended up happening. We're going to end up getting a lot more ICE agents moving in a state of confusion because the state of California is going to uphold the law. So how are they going to do it? They just send more people here. That's just what's going to end up happening. Fascinating how these California does not ever think about unintended consequences. Amazing. Just amazes me. Speaking about unintended consequences, you can't laugh about this one because it is a sad story. Harvey Weinstein got fired now from his own company. Sexual harassment allegations. The key word in my book there is sexual harassment allegations. Apparently, he's paid 8 women to settle their sexual harassment allegations. Heck, he paid, how many millions did he pay to Hillary Clinton to get her not to win the election? I mean, it's just, but that's a different story. Lost his job. His brother was a co-chairman. He fired him. That's a fascinating part of it as well. So apparently, now, think about this one. They did this to Bill O'Reilly. They got him off the air by coming up with allegations. We don't know whether they're true or not. They just come up with allegations. People will end up signing off on some of these things or paying off on them just so they don't have to go to court if they don't want to or to settle. Probably cheaper in many instances to settle than the loss of reputation. But this is the Saul Alinsky playbook. Watch, you want to read that. It's 1909, Saul Alinsky playbook. Only Brent's old enough to remember that when it came out. I'm not old enough for that one at all, Brent. But that's just the issues. I mean, if the playbook says you know something, you just go after the character of the individuals that you don't like. Well, that's what they're doing now. Mr. Weinstein's having it happen right back to him. Unbelievable how this is continuing on. This is another, we got a lot of sad stories on here this morning. It's amazing. Report out, almost half of Americans don't have $400 saved emergency fund. $400. Could you imagine that? This is from former CKE restaurant CEO Andy Posner came up with this one or recruited this. Just amazing. Don't have $400 for an emergency. 46% of Americans. That's fascinating to me. I mean, you've got to have an emergency fund. We talk about it on Ron Siegel Radio all the time. You have to have an emergency fund. 6 months worth of your expenses in those funds is what the ideal number is. Keep an eye on that. Unbelievable. There's a lot more to come with these issues. We're going to get on with our broadcast this morning. Brent Humphreys is here with us. We're going to talk about ways to sell your home faster. Think about this one. This is another one of those fascinating stories. There's so many people out there right now. They're of the belief. belief that you have to have 20% as a down payment to buy a house. That one there, we got the buzzer on it. I saw Coach Thomas is on it. Tell them they're wrong, Coach. They don't need 20% down to buy a house. Credit card finance charges. What is it and how to avoid it? What is a deed of trust and how is it different from a mortgage? Say a couple of good mornings. Good morning, Mike, Lane, Regina, Larry. Good morning, Keith. Glad to see you. Jay Kaplan's on the line with us. He is our reverse mortgage guru. Donna, good to see you. Mitchell's there. Stephen K. Williams, good to see you. A lot of friendly faces on there. We're going to continue our broadcast with Brent Humphreys. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegel, on Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you put any part of the broadcast on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real Time Real Estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No. Very simple. You do not need 20% down to buy a home. I keep hearing this over and over again. And it's amazing how many reports come out. So here's a report from the National Association of Realtors. And we're going to share some of this information with you. The aspiring home buyer's profile found that the American public is still somewhat confused about what is required for a home mortgage loan in today's housing market. Now, I don't know if we've got, I might have that sound effect on here, but maybe, see, there it is. Is that the sound for confusion? I don't know. It's the Stooges anyway. What the heck? The results of the survey show that non-homeowners cite the main reason for not currently owning a home is not being able to afford one. That is the most foolish thing I've ever heard. That's the most foolish logic. And if you want, here's an offer for you. My team loves this when I do this on air, off the cuff. Tell me whatever it is that your rent payment is right now. Any number, I don't care. Paying $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month. I'm going to send you a free rent-to-own assessment. And you just tell me whatever the rental number is, and I'm going to tell you what you could be buying, what kind of a property you could buy, the amount of a property you could buy based on that rental amount. But more importantly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you, because a 10-year of holding a home right now in the United States, national number is 9 years. We hold our homes 9 years in the U.S. I'm going to tell you how much money you're losing over the next 9 years by renting at whatever rental amount you're renting at. Doesn't matter what the number is. I'll send you the report out. So according to this survey from the National Association of Realtors, consumers overestimate the down payment funds needed to qualify for a home loan. According to the report, 39% of non-homeowners, 39% of non-homeowners say they believe they need more than 20% for a down payment on a home purchase. In actuality, there are many loans written with a down payment of 3%. Veterans, you don't even need that much. Many renters may actually be able to enter the housing market sooner than they ever imagined, with programs that have emerged allowing less cash out of pocket. Secondly, an Ipsos survey revealed 62% of respondents believe they need excellent credit to buy a home, with 33% thinking a good credit score is over 780. In actuality, the average FICO scores of approved conventional and FHA mortgages much lower than that. The average conventional loan closed in August had a credit score of 752. FHA loans closed with a score of 683. Average of all closed loans in August, 724. Think about some of those numbers. So the bottom line is, if you're renting right now, unless there's some oddities in there, in most instances, not every instance, but I'm going to say in most instances, I can say this. Shame on you. Because you're paying somebody else's mortgage. You're not paying your own. And if you want to pay somebody else's, you know, hey, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. You're more than welcome to pay mine. Brent, can somebody call and pay yours?
Sure.
Not a problem, right?
If it comes with a pro-life cupcake, though.
If it comes with a pro-life cup, there you go. You want to go back to that one again, huh?
Can't help it.
Amazing stuff. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Brent Humphreys is with us today. We like to chat with Brent. Always bring some good information in with us. And I heard that we have to be careful, though, because Brent's every 2 weeks. We might have to get him to join a member of the union or something. I don't know. But he came up with this concept today to talk about some ways to sell your home faster. So it's all you.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Glad to have you back with us, buddy.
It's always good to be here. And it's great to drive in on a holiday because, you know, you've got a 150-mile drive and there's like no traffic on Indigenous People Day.
There you go.
Now, Ron, as I was preparing, you know, for this discussion, I was thinking back to an undisclosed number of years ago when I was in driver's ed. And there was this teaching about
1942.
Yeah, right. Come on. Now I'm a child of the 70s.
I can't say anything because I think I'm older.
Yeah. But back in Driver's Ed, there was this example where you're driving on this mountain road, right? And, you know, picture the, you know, the real, you know, curvy roads, you know, 1,000 or 2 foot drop off, and it's raining, and the back of your car, as you're turning left, right, curving around to the left, the back of your car fishtails, and the tires are going out toward, you know, the drop off.
I think that's my son still doing that one.
Yeah. You're supposed to turn to the right toward the ravine.
Sure.
Which feels extremely unnatural.
Right.
But that's how you stay fine. Because I was thinking about that, doing things that feel unnatural, feel maybe even wrong, go against the grain of everything we've been taught. The same thing is true with selling your property. So the first thing I would say is that many homeowners, when they're putting their property on the market, they want the property to show really, really well, and they've acquired a lot of things. Maybe they're, you know, hoarders. And so they throw everything into the closet and close the doors. The home looks great. Well, all of us need storage. And so when we go into a property, we're looking to see if it's the one for us. Many buyers open closets. And when they see everything crammed in there and they see it so, you know, tight and packed, they think, my gosh, there isn't a lot of storage in this property. So the first piece of advice I give sellers is half empty the closets. Don't completely clean them out because that won't look natural, but half empty them so it doesn't look cluttered.
That's a fascinating issue because we always talk about cluttering the house and you know, putting some flowers in, make the, you know, get the curb appeal right. But now you're talking about even emptying the closets.
Half of them.
Half the
and not just one side. Yeah, you know, half of the contents out of the closet.
Okay, so spread it out so it looks like there's a lot of room, or that looks like you don't own anything.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept because you don't even think about that, but if you don't, as a home shopper, you know, I was at an open house this past weekend. One of the things we did is I went and looked at some of the closets because you really don't know if it's open unless you look.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to empty the closets, half empty.
Yep, and the same thing goes for cabinets and other things. Basically, everyone wants storage. I mean, I think we would all admit, a few of us that are, you know, minimalists, right?
Right.
I think we'd all admit that we, and particularly if we're married, right? We ask our spouses, you know.
Well, I only get 1 foot of the closet anyway. The rest of it goes to my wife, so.
Exactly.
And when you look at the size of me, you know, and you start thinking about I only get 1 foot of closet and she gets the rest, I mean, yeah. That's just a pair of shoes for me.
We all admit that we've collected more than we want to. So, you know, declutter,
okay. Empty
half the closets. Another thing is leverage Craigslist. This is something that I've been fascinated about over the years.
Now that's an interesting one, Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that I've explained to sellers for years. So Mark and Marilyn, my clients from North San Diego County a couple years ago, they had a beautiful home. I loved it. It was charming. And the kitchen was just great. But they had this door, and as you walk in, their stainless steel fridge stuck out about 2 inches from where the door was and where the cabinets line up. And I said, you know, the first thing I'd do is I would put that fridge in the garage or get rid of it and go on Craigslist and just find yourself a nice stainless steel fridge that's counter depth, meaning that it's the exact number of inches as your standard counter so that it pushes all the way back and it's flush. Because it does two things. One, it opens up the area. And two, it allows better walkway, right? So you're not moving around as if you're going to bump yourself. But it's a temporary purchase. Let's say they spend $1,000 on a used stainless steel fridge, where really when it's counter depth, all you need is the front to look nice without dings and scratches. And there's it.
So you go over to the Sears outlet store and find a cheap one.
That's another thing that I've mentioned for years, and I've done
right.
that. You know, we call it ding and dent, where
there's
a ding in the back and it's 50% off. But here's the beauty of Craigslist, right? Because, I mean, you get all kinds of weird people on Craigslist. And
that's what I was concerned about. When I heard you say Craigslist, I'm like, okay, where are we going with this one, Brent?
So the bottom line is if you pay $1,000 and you get a fridge off Craigslist and you put it in where it fits perfectly, when I go and sell your home, you either inflate the price by $1,000 to get it back, or if the buyer isn't interested in paying for it because they have their own fridge, put it back on Craigslist. You already got proof that a buyer is willing to pay $1,000 for it because you just did and you're intelligent. So you put it back on.
We hope they are.
It costs you nothing, and yet inexpensive, or in this case, free, upgrade to your home where buyers are focusing, which is the kitchen.
And that's a key thing. The kitchen is always a key point. So we're going to talk more about these ideas from Brent Humphries when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're also going to talk about credit card finance charges. What is it? How to avoid it? What's a deed of trust? And how is it different from a mortgage? And continuing our conversation with Brent Humphries on the ways to sell your home faster. Good morning, Bobby, Joe, Jim, Mike. Glad to see you with us this morning. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Really a very, very interesting process that we've got going on with our friends at Credit Sanitizer right now. And it's real simple. You go to Credit Sanitizer, there's a whole video course that we set you up on, totally free. All you do is register for it. It gives you some ideas on how to improve your credit score. If you get to the point that you just want somebody else to do it for you, Alan Hayon takes care of that for the team and for all of us. Actually, he's working on mine right now. And you have to watch your credit scores because almost everybody I know, I shouldn't say almost everybody, Everybody I know has an error on their credit report. I've never, ever found anybody that does not have errors on their credit report. And I think it's under $500. Alan does his process and goes and gets your credit report cleaned up. That's the issue. Clean it up. And when it's cleaned up, your score tends to go up. Now, just a thought for you. How to avoid a finance charge on your credit card, pesky charge on your card labeled finance charge. You wonder what the charge was? Finance charge is essentially how you pay leaving a balance on your account. When you don't eliminate balance, it earns interest you may also have to pay. Now you're probably wondering, how do you avoid the credit card finance charges? There are a couple of issues that go into the finance charge. One is interest. The other can be the fees that they charge. There might be a balance transfer fee, late fee, maintenance fees. That's how the credit card companies make their money. They want those fees to be there. They want to make money. Do you think that they offer the credit card service for your benefit? You know better than that. So how do you avoid the credit card finance charge? Well, number one, paying your bill before the statement due date. I've told you this before. You always make two payments every month on credit cards. Always make before the statement closing date and then before the statement due date. That way you can maximize your credit scores. Some of the charges you may not be able to avoid, the card fees. Sometimes they have those fees on there. If you're transferring balances, sometimes that will be on there as well. For the annual fees, sometimes you can't get away from that one. And don't be so quick to cancel credit cards, especially if it's an old card. Don't ever want to cancel an old card. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation with Brent Humphreys today. We are chatting about the ways to sell your home faster. And Brent is a great real estate agent, covers the western part of America. I was going to say northern San Diego, Brent, but your Corona, I know I've seen you in. I've seen you in Huntington Beach. Was that one in the South Bay just recently that you were out there? Torrance, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, something like that?
Redondo Beach. Yeah.
Redondo Beach. So
Southern California.
Covering Southern America.
When you drive electric, it doesn't matter. You can go anywhere. It's fun.
So you get a charge out of doing that, huh?
Very good.
Brent is the world's greatest pun master. So if you can give one of those back to him every once in a while, I feel like I've accomplished something. So we're talking about the ways to sell your home faster. And Brent, you put something in the notes about only selling the kitchen. I get to keep the rest of the house or what?
Yeah. Well, the idea is that so many people spend so much time in the beds and vacuuming and decluttering the kids' rooms. And the kitchen pretty much is kind of a permanent place, right? We either have granite or we don't. We have the appliances that we do, and they've always worked for us. But the kitchen is where everyone focuses, the kitchen and the master bedroom. And so spend time on the kitchen. Sometimes for effect, we'll say, pretend that you're just selling your kitchen. I listed a kitchen this week, you know.
Well, the fascinating part about that is, I don't know about you, but I know whenever I go and visit somebody or somebody's having a dinner party or whatnot, I was just at a friend's house, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they've got probably a 5,000 square foot house and 40 people there for a birthday party. Everybody stood around the granite countertop in the kitchen, right? I mean, they've got this beautiful, massive house, big backyard, and everyone's in the kitchen.
Did they take the island for granted? Sorry.
Only Brent. I mean, we got to...
I'm probably not going to be invited back.
There we go. Okay, so...
The kitchen is very, very important. And the one thing I would particularly say about the kitchen, maximize your counter space. If you've got all kinds of pill boxes and canisters and flour and sugar and all these different things, put them away. Leave as much counter space as you can. Don't make it completely empty, but remove a lot, because you want people to be able to visualize the space and where they're going to put their belongings in that kitchen.
That's an interesting question. I was going to ask you about that then. So you don't want to be putting any kind of flowers or anything like that in the kitchen?
Flowers are different than flowers. Like, in other words...
No. But I'm saying flowers just to give it additional color and beauty.
You
want to
bring in flowers. Absolutely.
You do want flowers in the kitchen. Okay.
Yep. So center of the island.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. So So I don't have to make my bed anymore. So.
No, it doesn't mean you don't do other things. It's that many people focus on the other and they neglect the kitchen. And the kitchen is really the deal killer or the deal breaker.
So let me ask you this question, because one of the issues I always hear people talk, or you watch with the real estate professionals especially, is, you know, if your house is listed for sale, it's basically, you can always look at it and call it a museum. I refer to a house as a museum when it's listed for sale, because it's got to be a show place.
Oh, correct.
Right? Yeah. Everything has to be neat, tidy, in its place. I mean, I walk into the house, usually toss my keys on the counter, I kick off my shoes, put on a pair of sandals or flip-flops, and the shoes are sometimes I put them away, sometimes I don't, depends on how much trouble I get in with my wife. But you can't do those kind of things when it's listed for sale.
No, you can't. It needs to be like a museum. Absolutely perfect.
So, about the lighting, though, that one comes up. You know, if I own a house, the agent's going to take care of making sure every light in the house is on. If I've got my house listed for sale, I leave to go to work. Should I just leave all the lights on every day?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I would leave some lights on, particularly in areas where it might – everyone knows that there are certain areas of their home, usually, that will be darker than others. Maybe it's that hallway or something where there's a large tree that's, you know, overgrown outside of a picturesque window, and so light's not getting in. I would turn on some lights, but what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't turn on all the lights and then turn on music. I mean, if I'm showing property, I list a lot of homes, I sell a lot of homes to buyers, and whenever I walk into a home, not an open house because this would be awkward, but it's just us, and we're walking around and I hear classical music, first thing I do is I go find the music source and I hit pause or I turn it off. Because two things happen. One, I feel that the seller may be a little bit appearing a little overeager, right?
Okay.
You know, they're trying to create the sales ambiance, which is, you know, it works, but we know they're trying it. But the bigger reason I turn on music in a home is because I want to see if it's hiding something. Is it road noise? Is it that loud neighbor, you know, that is running cars in the yard, you know, a little at-home, you know, automobile repair or whatever. It's a tacky example, but you'd be surprised how many homes have an onslaught of constant noise. And when there's music, it's usually for ambiance or to cover something up.
Interesting, because I would have never thought of that. Yeah.
But lighting, this is a complete change of mindset. The last few years, those old bulbs became illegal, right?
Right. Iridescent bulbs, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have the LEDs. LEDs are great, but you need to think differently about your home when it's on the market. It's no longer your home. It's a business asset. And a well-lit home is an inviting home that will usually have more showings and more offers. What you want to do is unscrew all those bulbs and put in those real honkers that put out that basically the energy suckers. You want to put those back in so that when people throw on the lights in your home, it is as bright as can be. I mean, not over bright, but you.
Interesting. So you want. Well, it's almost impossible to go find and buy those anymore.
Yeah, but many people, they know not to throw them away, right? They didn't call the 800 number to recycle them or whatever. And so a lot of people have a box in their garage of the old bulbs.
Really?
I'm not normal. So,
well, I know that. But
yeah, I was going to say, I just walked into one on that.
No, I would have, because when I take a bulb out, the last thing I want to do is save it, because I'm worried about the safety aspect. If I don't have someplace to store it properly, if it falls and breaks, someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, good point.
Right. So I've generally just thrown those things away. And because I'm cheap, I generally don't, you know, I wait until they burn out before I replace them.
Sure. Okay.
But that's a fascinating one. So you want to maximize that light. What about, you know, if I've got a hidden switch, you know, one that's not readily accessible. So a lot of times I'll watch when agents go into a property to show it, you know, they walk in and leave Bob and Mary in the kitchen. And they go throughout the house turning on lights. Or they get a little early and they have the lights turned on.
Sure, that's a good agent who does that.
Right? So now the question being, you know, if I've got a light switch that's hidden behind the tree.
Sure.
Would I leave that one on?
That depends. Usually if I'm showing a property and I know that the seller has dressed up the home and gotten it ready, I'll leave the lights on as I found them. Sometimes I'll tell the agent, hey, do you want me to off the lights or do you have a showing coming up? But I think particularly as a seller, Ron, if you know you've got a switch that no one's going to find, you might as well just put a little sign or whatever, you know, switch for this is behind the tree.
Okay.
Something just so people aren't, you want them to be relaxed and focused upon buying the home and not stressed. Where is that, you know, how do I get that chandelier off?
We always look at the term that, and I always get the term wrong, the pre-focus, so to speak, right? So the pre-focus idea is how am I going to feel once I'm the owner? Right. So the idea being when you're going through and chatting about this property, you're looking at it and you're saying, well, where are you planning on putting Johnny? Where are you planning on putting Mitchell? Where are you planning on which room is going to be Eric's? Mm-hmm. Right? The prospective buyer is already starting to think as if it's theirs. You don't want them to be thinking about, well, how are you going to turn on the light?
Good.
Right? That's a concept. Brent's got a whole bunch more of these ideas that we're going to talk about when we come back. We're also going to talk about the difference between a deed of trust and a mortgage. So we'll chat about that one as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP 279564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP 279564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for your next mortgage, Gold Star is the one for you. Looking to buy a house? They're the only ones that I know of that have the fast pass loan approval. That means you do not need to get any kind of a pre-approval. And when you're a great real estate agent, they can go and check on the California Residential Purchase Agreement. There's a box J4 on that agreement that basically says no loan contingency. It's a very, 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 very short paragraph, no loan contingency. And when you're able to buy a home, we'll ask Brent in a minute about the idea that the tactical advantage he as a real estate professional has when there's no loan contingency. Call it like same as cash. So what is the what is a deed of trust? How does it differ from a mortgage? And if you're in the process of buying a home, you may have heard the term deed of trust. Depending, this may have come up more frequently than it would in other places, but what exactly is a deed of trust? And is it the same as a mortgage? Well, guess what? A little spoiler alert here. No, they're not the same. So a deed of trust, a document pledges real property to secure a loan, like a lien. In plain terms, when you sign paperwork for the home you're buying, you sign a document that's considered a promissory note. This promissory note that you'll pay when you owe for property. Many people use mortgage and deed of trust interchangeably, but they aren't the same. With a deed of trust, there are three parties: the trustor, the buyer, the beneficiary, the lender, and the trustee, an independent third party. With a mortgage, there are two parties: the mortgagor and the mortgagee. The difference doesn't change anything with your monthly mortgage payments, closing costs, or other fees. It matters in the matter in the instance of foreclosures. The states that commonly use deeds of trust generally have a much faster foreclosure timeline, and it can be attributed to the power of sale clause. So what is the power of sale clause? Most deeds of trust include a power of sale provision. This clause outlines how the lender can foreclose on the property if the borrower stops paying the mortgage, also known as defaulting on a home loan. This is where the trustee comes into play. The trustee responsible for selling the property at a foreclosure sale. In most cases, the trustee is a title company, but it can differ across states. If you want more information on this, give me a call. I'll send you a copy of the whole article. And more importantly, if you're not in default, there's not a whole lot to worry about. And again, we're not giving legal advice on Ron Siegel Radio. We should give you a little bit of education and talk about questions. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Hey, how about getting rid of mortgage insurance? We can talk to you about that as well. But let's chat now more with Brent Humphreys. Homes and Estates, ways to sell your home faster. Now, many people think that one of the best things to do is to hire a great real estate professional. And, you know, that's probably a good idea, but what about your neighbors? Should you hire them to sell your property? What do you think, Brent?
Ron, I can't count high enough the number of times I've been servicing lists, whether it's the sale pending sign or, you know, a sold sign or putting new flyers in the box or you know, servicing the lockbox if the battery went bad. Someone's out on the lawn washing their car, you know, in the driveway or whatever, and they look over and they say, "Bring us good neighbors." Neighbors care about who's moving to their area. They want to know that you're bringing nice people.
Sure.
So the neighbors, not only are the neighbors very concerned about bringing someone nice into the neighborhood who they'd enjoy living with or living next to.
Sure.
But you know they're already sold on the neighborhood because they're there, because most of them have purchased. So why not use some of these popular websites, you know, with the neighborhood apps where you're notified of garage sales.
What is it, Neighbor Next Door or Next Door Neighbor
is one
or
of them. Yeah, I was trying to go generic.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm on their payroll, but. You know, Next Door or some of these others, you know, to the extent that the terms of services allow it.
Sure.
And market your home to the neighbors because they're very interested in who's moving.
Well, it's interesting you had that in the notes here, Brent, because we talk about that frequently when we're doing some counseling of real estate professionals. Have an open house hour that's prior to the open house just for the neighbors to bring their friends.
Sure. Yeah, because you know they're
better,
gonna come anyhow.
Yeah. Well, you want, number one, the nosy neighbor wants to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And even more importantly, they can pick their own neighbor.
Sure.
Right? If they've got a friend that's been out shopping, and now they can be a neighbor as well as a friend. Maybe you don't want them to be a neighbor, but, you know, pick your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Interesting. Okay, mindset about the home.
Yeah, so the mindset about the home, you've got to change it. It's not your home any longer. It's a business asset. So invariably, when you get into escrow, you're going to have a physical inspection, and an inspector is going to call out a big list of things that, you know, the buyer wants the seller. They're not obligated to, but they want the seller to fix. And often sellers will say, well, you know, that door hinge is always broken, or that, you know, the side pedestrian door out of the garage is never, you know, it's locked. We've never gotten the key. It's been fine for us is what y'all
sure.
hear. It's been fine for us. Well, you got to think differently because a buyer is not us.
Sure.
It's them. And they have a completely different view. And it's a painful thing for sellers to put money into a property to fix things that they wish they had fixed themselves, but they hadn't. But know that if you think about the home differently, you think in terms of the new buyer and how they perceive it to be.
Sure.
And you fix those things up front, you're going to eliminate obstacles, and you're going to probably go into escrow a lot faster.
I usually refer to that because I saw you've got it termed here. My reference is divorce the home.
Good.
Right? Because
that'll work.
You're in love with – most people are in love with their home. They that's their castle. The minute you sign that listing agreement or you make the decision to sell and you're interviewing agents to list it, divorce it, right? I mean, it's no longer your home. That's the asset, as you put it, that you're liquidating,
yep.
right? And at some point, hopefully, Brent's going to find you the new home. That'll be your home, not your –
anymore. Your new castle. Yes.
Right, your new castle.
Emotionally disconnect from the property.
Absolutely. Bug out.
Bug out plan. Have a bug out plan.
What is a bug out plan?
Well, so I've been...
You're not talking about getting a bottle of Raid, are you?
No. So over the weekend, I discovered a new show called Doomsday Preppers. And people that think the end of the world is going to be like next week. And they have all these, you know, they have bug out vehicles, ways to get away quickly. And I thought about this in terms of sellers. So many sellers want to have, and it's okay. Many of my clients listen to your broadcast and they enjoy you. And so I don't want to penalize anybody. But the idea that when someone calls and wants to see your property, that the more quickly you can disappear and bug out and allow them to come, the more showings you're going to have. And the more showings you're going to have, theoretically, the sooner you're going to start getting offers. So if it's, you know, 24-hour notice, listing agent must accompany the buyer's agent, all that, you're going to have fewer showings.
Okay. Now I was wondering where you're heading with that one, Brent, because so you're basically just saying make it easy for somebody to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if
okay.
you can get away quickly, you know, it's a pain to have, you know, I have two clients right
oh,
now.
Oh, so you're saying bug out of what you're doing now.
Yeah, get out of the home as quickly as possible.
Okay, so as the homeowner, you're saying that I need to be ready to get away from the property as quick as possible so you as mm-hmm. my realtor can come in and show it on a moment's
yes.
notice.
Be willing to be inconvenienced quickly because more people will come and see your property.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And again, that we're back to the what we chatted about in one earlier segment is your home's basically got to be always set up as a museum.
Well, that's it. And if it's set up as a museum and people can come on a moment's notice, you're in escrow a lot faster versus appointments where you say, okay, I'm not inconvenienced. I'm working from home. I've got that conference call. I can't leave. It's going to take longer and longer for those prospective buyers to tour your home. If you only be inconvenienced on a moment's notice, your property will go into escrow faster, and then you can leave the bed unmade and your shoes
so,
on the floor.
There you go. And so then this brings us back to one of my other pet peeves. Brent, why don't you just come over? I'm sitting up in my office. I'll stay out of your way.
Well, once in a while that happens.
You don't look like you're too excited about that, Brent.
Well,
unless you're watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you won't know that. But
so I have clients, David and Andrea. They're in escrow right now in Vista, and they both work from home. And they had a lot of showings. Property was well marketed. And a few times they needed to stay there. It wasn't the end of the world. It's not ideal to be home because then the buyers might think as they're talking about the home with their realtor, what they think about it. Gosh, if there's something, you know, negative or, you know, constructive criticism in nature, I don't want the seller to hear it. And so buyers feel a little bit more guarded, but hey, accommodate those showings, however you got to do it.
And the idea here is you've made a decision to sell, right? You let your real estate professional do their job and get it on the market and get it sold. Because we know from Harvard studies that basically people just, they don't want their house listed. And the main reason that they're buying a new house is because they want to get on with their life. It's non-financial.
Right.
So that's the key thing. Want more information on these great ways to sell your home faster, or maybe you just want to sell your home faster and not have to worry about all these things? Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Brent Humphreys and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of your guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to